Welcome to the Solomon Show. My name is Solomon Buckley. I am the apostolic leader of the Fresh Wind International Mission Space Incorporated. For more information about Fresh Wind International, you can email freshwindinternational@gmail.com. Again, for more information about Fresh Wind International, you can email freshwindinternational@gmail.com. That we are receiving here at Rock of Salvation Church of Kansas City, in Jesus' name. Amen. So the power of our words. In James chapter 3, we're not going to turn there, but there is a passage of scripture in James chapter 3 that you can look at your own time. But we need to recognize that our words are powerful in the way that they affect our lives. Have you ever been around somebody that their words were always negative, and so they always experienced negative actions and negative things? Everything around them is just negative, negative all the time. Well, we must understand that our words can release life or death inside our hearts, as well as to others. As Mr. Charles Perry was speaking yesterday to us in that masterclass, he told us, he said, "Be careful, prophets and intercessors." He was speaking to prophets, those that are in the office of the prophet, and intercessors that are prayer warriors. And then also he talked to the church, the body of Christ, and he said, "Be careful what proceeds out of your mouth when you're prophesying the word of the Lord over someone, because as those that function in the office of the prophet and the office as a resident intercessor to the body of Christ, your words can affect whole regions, it can affect whole nations, and it can affect whole cities, and it can affect whole churches, it can affect whole ministries, and it can affect whole individuals." I remember a prophetic word that I released over a particular church once, and I would not suggest for you to do this, but this particular church at the time, the Lord kept showing me that there was a major judgment about to hit that particular house. I told the intercessors, I said, as I met with the intercessors, because I had an authority to speak what I heard the Lord say. I heard the Lord say that 6 to 8 months, If the leadership of that particular church did not link with the intercessors, and the intercessors didn't link with the with that particular house, what was going to happen? There was going to be a collision in the house among the intercessors, and the intercessors were going to, their hearts were going to wax hard against the leadership of the house. And what ended up happening was, right before the intercessors began to become weary, the Lord kind of picked me up, kind of raptured me up. I'm not talking about a rapture where he came and got me and took me away. He kind of raptured me up and moved me out of the situation. Because sometimes when you speak a governmental word, God also wants you to get revelation for yourself. God picked me up and moved me and said, "Your season is up." Right after my season became up, and I was leading the intercession for that particular church, all the intercessors' intercession did not move any further, because I told them, I said, "You have 6 months to link your intercession to the corporate anointing of the house," which there was nothing set up. So I have to be careful what I'm saying, because this is being recorded. But what I am saying to you, there is power in a prophetic office when somebody speaks the word of the Lord. I remember when I first came here 12 years ago, I spoke and I spoke and the Lord told me, I was right down here when we had the pulpit down here, and you know, the worship team, we were all up there back in those days. And the Lord spoke to me and said, international connections would come to Rock of Salvation. I don't know if you remember that. That was the very first time I came here. I said national and international connections would come and people would know who we are, in the natural realm and in the spirit realm. We had a conference. We had an international prophet that came that very year. And we had a national prophet that came that year. But where I did not know that the Lord was meaning that Sister Freeman was going to end up going to Africa, I was going to end up making connections in the ways that of things that I can't even speak on. I don't even have the liberty to speak on what God is doing presently. Mm-hmm. But God is moving us. Yes, he's moving us. Mm-hmm. And so the power of our words. Our words can release life or death inside our hearts as well as it is to others. So be careful what you allow people to speak into your ear gates. All right. Minister Opal Freeman has always taught us on when we had the Wednesday night studies about blessing and cursing. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 18 and 21, I'm going to go really fast, that death and life are in the power of the tongue. Do you not know that your mouth, Bishop Buckley has told us this for years, your mouth can release bullets, which means it can kill people, or it can release fresh Zoe life. It can release fresh breath of air to people. Amen.
Amen.
Either your mouth can release bullets that can kill people in the natural realm, in the spiritual realm, and also emotionally. Mm-hmm. Or your mouth, the words that you speak, can release natural blessings, favor, victory, and fresh vision to people. Colossians chapter 4, verse 6 says, let your speech always be with grace, seasoned with salt,
all right,
that you may know how you ought to answer each other. In Colossians chapter 4, verse 6, beloved, let your speech always be with grace, with God's unmerited favor. That's what grace is. Seasoned with salt. Don't nobody like nothing that's stale.
Amen.
Don't nobody like nothing that's bland. That you may be able know how you ought to answer each other. Yeah. Sometimes you have to stop, take a deep breath, and chill. Mm-hmm. And think about what you're about to say. In practical situations, spiritual situations, family situations, marriage situations, ministry situations. There's been times where I have wanted to just literally release a word of judgment to a person where they wasn't listening, wasn't taking heed.
Amen.
And you counseled them, you blessed them, you encouraged them. But sometimes the Bible says, let your speech be always with grace. Bishop Buckley will tell you, sometimes we will have our leadership meetings and he'll bring something before me and I will say to him, I'm not jumping on that boat today, Bishop. I'm going to leave well enough alone. I am not going to target that conversation today. And when I say that, I'm saying that to him because I know the power as being a prophet, but I also know the authority that I carry as an intercessor, and I also know the role that I carry as an apostolic leader and as a pastor to this congregation. And I understand that I have to take this hat off, and then I also understand that everything is not beneficial.
Amen.
And I understand that everything is not beneficial, and I understand that some things are best kept in the prayer closet, mm-hmm. And so it's like, okay, God, I really want to say something. I really want to deal with it. But then I'm like, Bishop, if you're not going to target it, I'm not going to try to target it, because I know my gifting, and I know my limits. And then I also know the boundaries that the Bishop has placed around me as far as this house is concerned. So I'm like, I'm going to leave that alone.
Okay. Amen.
Okay, so we're going to go to Matthew 5:44. I don't have a whole lot. We'll be done in a minute. So it says, bless those, Matthew 5:44, bless those who curse you. Pray for those who spitefully use you. Bless means honor, show esteem. Bless, honor, show esteem. Bless. Opposite. Because if it's not a blessing, then it's a mess. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who spitefully use you. That does not mean that we ought to be an airport for people just to stump all over us. Bless those who curse you, and pray for those who spitefully use. That's also in Luke 6:28. And also, the Bible also declares to us in honor, giving preference to one another. Giving preference to one another is what God's word also says. But that's in Romans 12:10. But also in verse 14 of Romans 12:14, it says, bless and do not curse. 1 Corinthians 4:12 and 12 says, being revered, we bless. Being persecuted, we endure. The power of our words. You know, if it was left up to me, just like Charles Perry said that he was ready to cancel the meeting Saturday, I was ready to text him and cancel it myself. But the power by using the power of the Holy Spirit, by using the Word of God, I said this meeting is going to go on.
All right.
I said I'm going to find a musician that's going to be able to play. And they will not charge. They will take what I'm going to give them. This is what I have. And for this reason, I said, God, I think you're going to send somebody with a humble heart.
Amen.
And I just began to speak blessing. I said, God, this is for somebody's deliverance. Mm-hmm. This is for somebody's breakthrough. You have sent him into this region for somebody's deliverance, somebody's breakthrough. If I would have just been like going opposite of the word of God, I would have been cursing and saying, I don't know why, I don't want to do this, I don't want to do that. But instead of that, I took God's word and I said, I'm going to take your word, God. And I thank you, Lord God, for refreshing, that you're going to refresh all these people that are coming to this gathering. I thank you that there's going to be deliverance and healings and breakthroughs that's going to happen in Jesus' name. And I just begin to declare it. I begin to declare, folks, we got to wake up and smell the coffee. Amen. Everything's not going to always go our way the way we think that it should go.
All right.
But we got to speak blessing. We got to take this tool belt that we have, which is the word of God, mm-hmm. and learn.
Yeah.
Learn, grow, develop, and know the power of our words. When Sister Freeman came and picked me up yesterday from the airport, from my house, which is the airport, because nations from my house, nations have been ministered to.
Amen.
From my house, nations have been ministered to. From my house, nations have been ministered to. I'm not just saying it just to be saying it, but from my house is an airport to the nations. Pakistan, many different nations have been impacted from my house. Trinidad, Many different nations have been impacted from my house. We got to stop looking at things with natural eyes and start seeing things from the spirit realm. Mm-hmm. And so I said from my airport, I said, today's going to be a good day. We're going to declare and decree that God is doing something new with us. Yes, and we're coming up to another level.
Yes.
So this morning, I want you to hear, I don't do this often, but I want you to hear the prophetic utterance that was spoken over me yesterday. Mm-hmm. Now, it's kind of noisy because it was a lot of things happening. People were out in the spirit on the floor.
If you have been blessed by the ministry of Apostle Solomon Buckley and Fresh Wind International, please consider supporting us by going to Cash App, $Prophet Solomon B. Again, that is $Prophet Solomon B. Also, if you would like to have a testimony, you could send us an email at freshwindinternational@gmail.com. If you would like to schedule for a personal prophetic ministry and prayer, you can also email freshwindinternational@gmail.com. God bless you.